Duran Duran on Wall Radio, the union of the snake. Don't like snakes. If I see a snake, I don't care if it's 6 inches long. You ain't catching me. It's as simple as that. I'm gone, baby. 10 minutes. 10 minutes past nine here on Wall Radio. It's Friday. And in the studio with me this morning, I've been saying that she's going to be here. She's a dynamite lady. Her name is Kellyanne. She is the executive director of Safe Homes of Orange County. Good morning, Kellyanne.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am terrific. It's Friday.
Orange County and the Hudson Valley's greatest hits.
Hello, I am Bobby Kimball.
Hello, this is Rod Stewart.
This is Bono here from U2.
Wall Radio.
Sorry about that. Ziggy gets, you know... He's got to get in. It's actually my finger. I didn't push the right button. Listen, I'll take the blame. I don't care. But anyway, as we were starting to say, Kellyanne is from Safe Homes of Orange County. Tell those of us who don't know what Safe Homes is, what you guys actually do.
Yeah, we've been providing services. We're going into our 33rd year.
Wow.
Yes, it goes fast, right?
Well, time flies. It really did tell me.
And we really started as a grassroots organization providing emergency services to victims of domestic violence. And have expanded those services to address teen dating violence and human trafficking over the years.
You know, that's something I've never, never understood. Human trafficking. I don't get it.
Yeah.
How can somebody do that to another person? I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't.
We ask the same question every day, and yet there's work to be done because it's happening.
Do you find that there's more now violence, trafficking, whatever the case may be? Do you find that there's more now, more so than it was maybe even 10 years ago? What do you think?
Yeah, we get that question all the time, and I always think that, you know, it's hard to measure because I think we've done a really good job at getting out there and making sure that people know how to find us now.
Mm-hmm.
We're a lot more visible in the community, and with the introduction of social media and different platforms on how to access people, you wonder is there an increase, or is it possible that people are talking about it more and we have an ability to spread the awareness differently than we've ever been able to before. And so I see it twofold. I see it being able to spread awareness and getting the information out quicker.
Yeah.
And we're doing a better job at really helping people understand what domestic violence is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that we're engaging the community different too in those conversations.
It seems to be nowadays that people, for whatever reason, express themselves so much more than they did years ago. And, you know, that's on the good side and on the bad side. On the bad side, you've got domestic violence. And that's another thing that I could never understand. How could a man hit a woman? I don't get it. You know, to me, a man who hits a woman won't hit another man because he's chicken. That's the only way that I could put it.
Yeah, okay. No, I think it's hard for anybody, especially if it's not the life that you've experienced and you've been in a healthy relationship or you have a healthy partner or you grew up in a home that there were healthy relationships. You definitely, it's hard to envision that someone's not safe in their own home.
Really?
Certainly we can all agree that physical violence is not okay. I think where we get, you know, stuck is really making sure that we're talking about emotional and psychological abuse as well and creating just as much value and how damaging emotional abuse and financial abuse can be as well to individuals.
Would you say that communication would be part of, or even a big part of solving problems?
Well, definitely in healthy relationships, we have to continue to work on communication. Mm-hmm. The work that we do at Safe Homes around domestic violence really is not about communication. It's about the inequity of power in the relationship. And so one person having power and control over another person. And so regardless of how well maybe that who we would identify as the victim communicates, it's not about them. You know, unfortunately, there's one person using power and control in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about communication. It's not about the inability to control one's anger. It's really about one person wanting to have control over another person.
So if you have a case where there's domestic violence, just as an example.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you consult both of the people involved, or if there's even more than two people, if it's a family thing?
I mean, we work with the victims and then the supporting family members in that situation. Mm-hmm. There are agencies and services for those who use violence or are abusive in their relationships. And then we'll engage with criminal justice partners like the district attorney's office and probation and the police departments to really ensure that we can work collectively to enhance the safety of victims.
And you probably work with family court, too, I would assume.
We do spend a lot of time in family court. Our advocates do a lot of court accompaniment to get orders of protection and help with custody and visitation, really vital things that individuals need when they're accessing safety and relief.
How large of an area do you cover? Is it all of Orange County, or do you go outside of Orange?
It's so interesting you say that. We have been representing Orange County, as I said, for in our 33rd year, but last year expanded into Sullivan County. And so we're now providing non-residential services in Sullivan County, and we're really getting the lay of the land over there. And you know, domestic violence knows no boundaries, and that includes jurisdiction, it includes race, it includes socioeconomic status, and so there's just as much of a need in Sullivan County, and so we're really glad to be able to support the county and the community, and as we're expanding into Sullivan County, learning the lay of the land and making sure that people can find us.
What can we do here at Wall Radio to help you?
I appreciate that answer. I think the first thing is to just continue to make sure people know how to find us. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a 24-hour hotline. It's staffed by advocates. And that hotline is 845-562-5340. And so individuals can find us. Not only victims may need us, but family members, community members. You have a question, you don't know how to support someone. So I think our hotline, and then making sure you connect to us on Facebook and social media, because we always have needs. You know, we're always in need of hygiene products or diapers or formula. So anytime someone may have extra diapers laying around, or they know how they can get personal hygiene like shower gels and deodorants to us, we're always in need.
Oh, that's great.
So monitoring our Facebook and our, we have some very savvy tech people now at the agency, so they're very into Instagram, definitely outside of my skill level, but we're always posting things that we need. So, and I just think continuing to talk about it, as you said, it's really prevalent, and we want to make sure that it's not a private family matter, because that's how it was, I think, silenced for so many years, that was not our business what was happening in people's home. And so the more we keep saying it is our business, you know, the more effective we can be.
That's great. Well, you know what? Thank you for everything that you do.
Well, thank you.
You and your office, because it's obvious that you provide a great, great service to people who need something like that, you know. And just, you know, somehow we got to end domestic violence. I don't think anybody can ever end it, okay? But if we can at least cut it down by making people aware of things, like you say, then, you know, we've done our part.
Yeah, and continue to do education. We got to get into it. We're in our schools, working with our young people, making sure that we're modeling healthy relationships. We can have impact. You know, each little shift and change makes a difference in people's lives.
I'm going to say something to you, Kellyanne. Anytime you want to come back on, if you have anything, you know, specific that you want to talk about, any word you want to get out, please don't hesitate.
Thank you.
We're here for you. Believe me when I tell you that. I'm very serious. I'm not kidding.
Thank you, and I appreciate the support of the community as well and those listening.
That's great. And thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you. Have a good Friday.
And you too, and have a great weekend.
All right.
It's the weekend!
Don't tell Marie, but I...